Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, voice of the New Orleans Saints, Mike Hawes. Michael, how are you today, buddy?
I am good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Mike, Charlie and I were talking about this in the first section that we did. In hour number one, about I watched Jaden Daniels in an interview, and he talked about his improvement from year one to year two. And he brought up that, and watching the film, his footwork, he said, you know, sometimes he was throwing the ball a little bit off balance. He needed to work on his timing and his ball placement skills. And he was talking about the degree of, you know, you're trying to get the ball in a tight window. And basically, he was like, a couple times I went to throw it, and then I kind of recoiled back, and I should have made the throw. And when I made the throw, it got either picked off or knocked down. He said that was probably the big mistakes he made in year one. I just heard Tyler Shuck say almost the exact same thing. And so that's why early in training camp, everybody, well, tell me how Shuck looks or how Rattler looks. Well, this is still really early in the process when you watch him play. And Rattler should have the advantage because he has been through a training camp before. And Jake Haner's been through a training camp before. So from what you've seen, it doesn't surprise me if you were to grade right now that Rattler would have the advantage because he has had a training camp and has had some NFL games under his belt.
Of course. I mean, I would agree. And I think if they were all on the show, they would probably agree. And you see it sometimes with Tyler. Let's be clear. We've seen two practices. Today was an hour, right? You know how you expect something is coming, which is going to be this daily grade of the quarterbacks, but you're still kind of surprised by it. I mean, it's here, but I agree with you. Spencer is working on certain things for year two that he needed to work on. Every ball doesn't have to be a bullet, right? You don't have to throw it so hard every pass. It's touch passes. It's ball placement. It's exactly what Jaden said. And I think if we were to talk to Tyler Shuck in the future, we'd go first instinct. It's the arm movement, the pop, the fake, you know, that he doesn't throw it. Then the hesitation that does throw it in two practices that he would say, that's something he's got to work on. It's that you think you're going to do it and you kind of arm fake it, but you don't. And, you know, I think that's the classic thing that Jaden had. And I think we're seeing that early on with Tyler Shuck. Still, ton of ability, ton of movement in the pocket. But, yeah, who you would expect that Spencer is working on NFL game-specific stuff, right? He gets to go back and look at Tampa, who he played twice, NFL Washington, who he played in the second half, and adjust accordingly to the NFL game. Tyler is just adjusting to the NFL shell game and, you know, OTAs and minicamp. That'll change a little bit on Monday with pads. That'll really change in Los Angeles against the Chargers. But it's going to be a back and forth, you know, that's what I expected. I was walking out of the camp today after let's put it this way, these four quarterbacks, they can hold talk shows. They ain't got no problem talking. Talking is not a problem. These guys are well-spoken. They're nice. They're genuine. They got that part. But I was talking with a fellow reporter. I'm like, you know what? If we get to the Charger game and there is separation between these quarterbacks, that's kind of problematic because you're just playing against each other. 7-on-7, 11-on-11. You really shouldn't have a ton of separation between any of these four quarterbacks. It should be pretty close. If you've got separation, to me, that might be a little bit of a problem. Unless one guy's just extraordinary, I feel like these preseason games, man, that is going to – I mean, Kellen Moore will tell you and Mickey will tell you that it is the accumulation. It is the book. But those games against – because there's no joint practices, those games are going to really – tell a lot because you got to play those guys with some of your first teamers, right? They got to play with your first team line, each of them. Or what kind of evaluation is it? So that's the interesting part about it.
Mike, you and I have done this more than a couple years, and I think the early days of training camp is all about what the hell you know. Because I can't put you out in the real game if you don't mentally know what you have to do from play to play. And, okay, once you get the pads on, okay, it lifts up a bit. Somebody can call about the right tackle or the defensive nose guard or the inside linebacker. Okay, you can't see that in shells. You can't distinguish all that. And really, you can't distinguish it even in practice to a certain extent. The game, the preseason games, I think are still important, but I think those early practice sessions is all about the mental part of the game, knowing what we've taught you over the last few months, if it's been OTAs or the training camp sessions that we have here or the film sessions. I want to know what you know and translate that from a film room out into a football field.
It's exactly what Deuce said this afternoon. It's about recall. Right, we left you from minicamp. What's your recall like? Right, how did you digest and take in what we told you? Because there's no off season. It's all the way straight through. What is your recall and how do you react? How do you react to the bad play? Because with each practice, and we get to the pads, and Jay Kaner talked about this. You know, when you put the pads on, now it's about the pocket. Right, you have to feel, where's my guy? Where's my protection? I'm feeling a defensive end. What's my timing like? And I think, lastly, and I think, not most importantly to Kellum, but this is a man who believes a lot in team building. You want to have good team building? Well, I need to know that my running back, I can trust my running back to block that Mike. I need to know that my wide receiver is doing his route like he's supposed to be doing. I need to know that my offensive line knows what they're doing, because without all of that trust, somebody's getting their butt on the ground. So that's the third part of it. But the recall is first. What do you recall from what we have already given you? We ain't got time. They're installing now with all the quarterbacks, but what do you recall?
You know, Mike, one of those position groups that we were kind of intrigued by was the wide receiver room, because Bobby was saying yesterday how much Kellen Moore loves using the tight end position, and they went out and got, and they paid Juwan Johnson, so if he stays healthy, he could have a big year. But what about the wide receivers? Because Chris Olave, it's a really big year for him contract-wise. Then also Rashid Shaheed, and then you went out and got Brandon Cooks. I just wanted to ask you how they've kind of looked so far at practice, in your opinion, and then if anyone has really kind of stood out. You can't judge line play until they put the pads on, but you can still talk about the receivers and DBs and everything like that.
If they were to play today, Cooks, Olave, and Shaheed in a three wideout, I think Olave, he looks bigger, he looks stronger, right? He looks good. He caught a big pass across the middle yesterday, just over the fingertips of DeMario and right in front of Eric Reed. And then Shaheed caught a pass today over on the sideline, but it's like a cat move. Like, he just caught it, and his feet went from one position to another. I mean, he can do things that, most people can't. And quite frankly, I know he's been around a while, but Brandon Cooks, he's still got it. And he's a guy you got to respect with that kind of speed. I think they're really – and then now you're talking about Cedric Wilson, Donovan Peoples, Mason Tipton, Bub Means. Can he – he got talked about today about that second-year jump. Can he make – that second-year jump, because he was banged up last year, to really be a factor. He's bigger, probably the biggest, at 6'2", 215 of this class, right around there with Kevin Austin. He's got to be out there, but you want that receiver who will catch the contested passes, right? Do those kind of things. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I didn't even talk about everybody. Pettis still, Dixon, Tyree. So it's a big room, right, with experience, speed, size. But I feel like Cooks, Olave, and Shaheed, staying healthy is the key. Because right now, for Spencer Rattler, he didn't throw the ball a lot to Olave or Shaheed. That didn't happen last year. Or Means, right? Taysom. Alvin, it's kind of new for him, but it's a strong wide receiver room. And you mentioned the tight ends. I mean, I think that's an area and Bobby, I'm sure, has already said it, that you better make sure that Juwan Johnson stays healthy. They brought in Seth Green, had, you know, Holker retired, but no Foster, no Taysom, at least right at the beginning of the season. I feel like, and I picked him when we asked earlier, who would have a breakout year? I picked Juwan just because I feel like he's going to have that opportunity in this offense and kind of way the tight end room is shaken out.
Mike, one of the areas that I'm intrigued to watch during not so much the training camp, I think this will be settled in the preseason games. Man, that defensive line. Okay, all of a sudden, okay, you draft Broughton from Texas. You had, you know, Isaiah Foskey. Who knows what you got with him, because we've only seen him really on special teams. They've already signed Jonathan Bullard to the mix. Davin Godshaw, you meant trade. Okay, that's added to the guys that are already there on this football team. Now, we can't tell anything today because, you know, when you're in shells, it's pajamas and slippers out there. You'll see a little bit more of that as the week goes along next week when they're in pads. But, man, that – now, sometimes injuries have this way of making decisions for you. But that is one area that seems to me they have loaded up on, and they were not pleased with what they watched on that film, how this team could not stop the run against anyone.
Oh, 100%. And that's the reason Jonathan Bullard's on this football team, right? I mean, that's probably his forte, you know, stopping the run, you know, the new scheme. I mean, to me, it's kind of – what kind of year, if Colin Saunders ends up being, say, a true nose, right, or you get somebody or Godshaw or, you know, that you can build from the middle out, right? Not I felt like this defense has been built from the outside in. Defensive ends to the middle with Shepard and Saunders. But, man, when you see Saunders, to me, just feels like a nose tackle, but you're right. In Brzee as well, you get Brzee and Broughton and Godshaw and Shepard and Ridgeway and Boyd. Yeah, I feel like the impetus was to we got to get better in the middle on defense because they gave up 5 yards a carry, and the middle on offensive line, same thing. Running that, when we say the trenches, that's what we're talking about, right? The middle of both lines. And you can't fight them for who they brought in. They've got a lot of people to put in that middle to stop the run. So how they effectively do it will be the next question.
Yeah, I think that's priority number one. Other than figuring out who your starting quarterback is, that's the 1B on the list after that. Yeah. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
All right. Talk to y'all soon.
All righty. Mike Hawes, voice of the New Orleans Saints right here on the Big 870 WWL.